بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. باب استحباب الاجتماع على القراء. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: وما اجتمع قوم في بيت من بيوت الله تعالى يتلون كتاب الله ويتدارسونه بينهم إلا نزلت عليهم السكينة وغشيتهم الرحمة وحفتهم الملائكة وذكرهم الله في من عنده. رواه مسلم. This chapter we began yesterday. As I mentioned, it's the concluding chapter on Fadail al-Quran, the virtue of the Quran. Important point that is highlighted in this hadith is the importance of not only learning the Quran but acquiring an understanding of the meaning of the Quran. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no group of people will gather in any of the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, engage in recitation of the Quran. This we see even in our Haramain Sharifain, particularly Medina Sharif, you see groups in the back. Particularly after Fajr Salah, sometimes after Asr Salah, people gather. And one person reads the Quran, listens to his recitation, then the next person reads. And like this, learning and teaching, so far as recitation goes, takes place. Important point in this hadith, يَتَدَارَسُونَهُ بَيْنَهُمْ. This word, يَتَدَارَسُون, comes from the word دَرْس, which means to learn or acquire an understanding. كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ مُبَارَكٌ. Allah says, this Quran is a blessed book which we have revealed upon you. لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ وَلِيَتَذَكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. So that you make tadabbur, you ponder, you reflect over its meaning, and thereby the people of intelligence amongst you will take heed. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَذِكْرًا. Allah says, this Quran is zikra, it's admonishment. It's in order to guide us. So it's important that not only tilawat, but learning and teaching, understanding what the Quran is telling us. Obviously the caveat is that we have to be careful that it's not where the gathering is such that self-study, but under guidance of ulama and remaining within the parameters of acceptable and authentic tafasir and commentaries of the Quran. What will Allah give you? Very, very beautiful hadith. And like I said, most of our jamaats before the halqa of ta'lim, daily almost, this muzakara takes place as to the rewards of a gathering of learning and teaching deen. This will apply to a bayan, apply to any gathering that takes place wherein Quran, hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, understanding of Quran, etc. And what is very interesting is that we see four benefits mentioned in this hadith, and we find that it's almost in order of sequence. In other words, the reward for each benefit surpasses the preceding one. First of the benefits, نزلت عليهم السكينة. Sakina, one translation, a special form of peace and tranquility descends upon this gathering. Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran, هو الذي أنزل السكينة في قلوب المؤمنين ليزدادوا إيمانا مع إيمانهم. It is Allah that sends down, أنزل, makes إنزال. Allah sends down Sakina on the hearts of the believers. And what is the effect of this beautiful peace and tranquility that Allah causes to descend upon a gathering of the learning and teaching of Quran? Allah tells us in the Quran, لِيَزْدَادُ إِيمَانًا مَعَ إِيمَانِهِمْ. It causes an increase in iman. Allah Ta'ala tells us elsewhere in the Quran, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. When the Quran is read, Allah says the people of Iman, Zadathum Imana, the Iman increases. So if you put these two together, one verse Allah is telling us, when Quran is read, Sakina descends. And this increases Iman. The other verse Allah tells us, when the Quran is read, Zadathum Imana, Iman automatically increases. So either it is linked to Sakina and then Iman is increasing, or it is a direct effect of the verses of the Quran. The next benefit, Ghashiyatuhumur Rahma. Normally we translate this, they are covered and shrouded with the rahmat and mercy of Allah Ta'ala. It's important to understand this word, Ghashiya. Wal-layli idha yaghsha. Allah tells us in the Quran, Allah takes qasam on the night, idha yaghsha, as its darkness envelops. So what is the picture that is formed? Darkness covers everything. When night descends, not certain places are light, certain places are dark. Yaghsha, completely covered. From east to west, the whole world is enveloped in darkness. That is the connotation of this term, ghashiya. So Allah says, ghashiyatuhumur rahma. The easiest way to understand this is, one is just to say, Allah covers you in rahmat. The other is, for example, if you had a pond outside this masjid, and somebody has to go sit down inside the pond, so that he is completely covered with water, this will give us an idea of what this virtue means. Ghashiyat, you are almost drowning in Allah's mercy. So valuable this gathering is. The next virtue, khaffathumul malaika. Allah's malaika throng around this gathering. We find in the riwayat of, in another riwayat, Qabisa bin Mukharik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and ghaliban another sahabi, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yarkabu ba'duhum ba'da hatta tablughus sama'ad dunya. That so many malaika attend this gathering, yarkabu ba'duhum ba'da. One mounts the other, mounts the other, mounts the other, till it reaches right up till the heavens. Haffathumul malaika, in millions. Allah Ta'ala's malaika, they throng around this gathering. Now imagine, obviously we can't see all this, but if we had yaqeen, in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, visualize in your mind what is happening. Every time Quran is being learnt and taught, every time we are sitting in the halqa of ta'lim, in the back of our masjid, every day we are given this encouragement, sit in the halqa of ta'lim. Every time we go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jamaat is gathering for ta'lim. Normally we have to be begged by, ajao, ajao, come, leave what you are doing. We don't have that real shauk and inclination. Every time bayan of deen is taking place, daras of Quran is taking place. If you put all these ahadith together, one is Allah's sakina is descending. That gathering is drowning in Allah's rahmat. Allah's malaika, not one, two, three, almost like a halchal, almost like an excitement is created right up till the heavens. All the malaika in millions are thronging around this gathering. Like I said, we can't see it, but we have to have yaqeen on the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then the accolade, ذَكَرَهُمُ fi man عِنْدَ ذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ. Sometimes you hear somebody tells you, you know what, So and so is who? Some millionaire, some billionaire, maybe some prominent person. Or if you want to move in political circles, president, prime minister, you know, he took your name. He spoke about you. How excited a person gets. Sometimes you walk into some businesses, they got a picture on some plaque with some previous president or prime minister, met that person, just shook hands with him, so now they take a photograph and they make a portrait out of it. In other words, we tend to associate prestige and honor with having these type of just passing, shook hands with the person once, or went to some dinner, probably paid a fortune to have one plate, purchase one plate of food, just to be in the audience of a certain person. This is Malikul Muluk. Allah's greatness, we cannot even enunciate it. Rasulullah says, by being associated with the gathering of the learning and teaching of Quran. ذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَ. Allah is speaking about you. Allah is taking your name. Allah Ta'ala is making your zikr. Ubay bin Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to recite Quran very beautifully. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we did the hadith previously, where he said, لَقَدْ أُوْتِيْتَ مِزْمَارًا مِنْ مَزَامِيرِ آلِ دَاوُودِ. That, oh Ubay, you have been given one of the flutes of the flutes of Dawood alayhi salam. Such a beautiful voice he had. Once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was passing at night, Ubay bin Ka'ab was reading tahajjud salah, reading Quran in his tahajjud salah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam paused to listen to the qiraat of the sahabi. And then the next day mentioned it to him. We did the hadith previously. So Ubay bin Ka'ab said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I knew you were listening, I would have read even more beautifully. In other words, to please the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We learned in the hadith that Allah doesn't listen to anything as attentively as Allah listens to a Nabi reciting the Quran. And anyone else that obviously reads the Quran in a beautiful manner gains an audience with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So coming back to this, Ubay bin Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one day Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, read the Quran. I have been asked to tell you to read Quran. Jibreel has mentioned. Jibreel has mentioned. So Ubay bin Ka'ab was taken aback, astonished. He exclaimed, Ya Rasulullah, awasammani Jibreel, did Jibreel take my name? Did Jibreel take my name and say to you, tell him to read the Quran? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mafhum of the hadith, Ubay, you are worried about Jibreel. Allah took your name. Allah took your name. Allah mentioned. So this special virtue, ذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَ. We learn in Quran, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Allah says, remember me, I will remember you. Take my name in privacy. Allah says, I take your name in privacy. Take my name in a gathering. I take your name in a gathering that is better than that gathering. So if we couple this virtue, we can understand this exhortation by have ta'aleem in your home, have ta'aleem in the masjid, sit for the halqa of ta'aleem, sit for the talks of deen, sit for the majma ijtima that takes place, talks of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the intizam, the value in the eyes of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sakina is descending, rahmat is drowning this gathering. Malaika, 1, 2, 3, 4, in millions are gathering. And, wala dhikrullahi akbar. Allah's zikr, Allah to take your name, what can be greater than that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dhakarahumullahu fi man inda. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah is mentioning your name in malawul a'la, amongst the highest of the malaika. Allah ta'ala, you are gaining an audience with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah is mentioning your name. Allah give us tawfiq.